It's time for the forecast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the forecast, a podcast like no other.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? About nothing.
The Forecast, sponsored by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse is redefining how you view real estate by eliminating the typical commission structure of 6 or 7% to sell your home. List your home for $2,495 plus 3% and still get full service. Check out charterhouseiowa.com to learn more.
There's only one thing I value in this world, Stephen, that's loyalty. Without it, you're nothing. You have no one. It's the only currency you can count on.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter and Chris Williams.
Sit down.
I think you may have something here.
It's a Festivus edition of the Fawcast. It is episode 201. 200 was very anticlimactic last week.
This one will probably be 2.
Yeah, but this is a good traveling podcast. This will be very well listened to. I've learned over the last 10 years or so how to time content.
Yeah.
People don't like there's certain days and there's certain times where you're just not going to get a lot of – this will be one of our well listened to ones. Because people are going to drive and they're going
to
listen.
So don't listen to this expecting to be in a good mood, because we're going to have an area of grievances, apparently.
Yeah. Everybody wants to be positive around the holidays. We're going to be negative today.
This is also the last podcast, well, last podcast, you might do other podcasts, of 2018.
So. Correct.
So enjoy this one, and maybe we'll see you next year. There you go. What's up, Nick?
You know, the Festivus episode is like one of the maybe 2 or 3 Seinfeld episodes I've actually seen.
You can go straight to hell.
I didn't say I was against it.
No, I'm telling
you. I just haven't seen them.
You don't have to get all defensive. I just, that's what I say to people who don't like Seinfeld.
Think about how many people jump on your back about all the movies you haven't seen. You're just like, I just haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I'm not avoiding it.
That's not Seinfeld.
I don't know.
Yeah, but he has to seek out movies. Seinfeld is just on.
Yeah, nonstop.
All the time. It's probably on right now.
It's a cultural phenomenon.
No,
want to take some odds on that?
Oh, I don't know. TBS, it could be on. I don't know. It's on a lot of different places. But Seinfeld's great.
I'm still more of a Home Improvement or
Tim Allen, man.
King of Queens.
I like Tim Allen.
Like if I'm watching syndicated shows. No, just if I'm watching syndicated shows, it's just not Seinfeld for me. And I probably should. I mean, I think a lot of the humor is right up my alley.
I don't know if you have good enough taste for Seinfeld, honestly. More I get to know you. just kidding.
Nick's not smart enough to get the jokes, man.
It's so far over my
head. So they had this episode the other night. It was called The Contest, and I couldn't tell what they were talking about the whole time. Like, did you figure it out? Do you know what they were talking about?
Kramer, what the hell does master of your own domain mean?
Kramer comes in and throws some money down on the table. He's like, I'm out. what was he out of? I don't get it.
I know what you're referring to on that.
Are we offending you, Nick?
Oh, horribly offended.
Masturbation, Nick.
Need my safe space.
Masturbation.
Super triggered.
Holidays kind of start tonight. We have our annual Cyclone Fanatic get-together.
Where's that taking place?
Well, we're doing it at Whiskey River. And then we're going over to the new bowling alley, and we're going to hit the lanes.
Have you reserved the lane?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have not been to the building yet. Yeah. It looks fantastic.
I haven't been in there yet either. So we normally do these in my basement, you know, the cave.
Yeah.
And the wife has put a kibosh on that.
Why has Ashley got to be such a hater on
Because every time the staff comes to my house, somebody does something incredibly stupid.
Do you want to name names?
Pete ends up on the floor.
Well, you know, that was not a Cyclone Fanatic deal. That was a party of the cinch. Charter was there.
I did not micturate on your floor.
I'm going to guess, though, any get-together, there's going to be some amount of pee on your floor when it's all said and done.
Like, we always have a good time, and there's some beers had. There's a couple instances in the last, like, year or two that have really tipped her off. Gray, not Adam Gray, Rob Gray. He had a few too many bourbons at the tip-off party 2 years ago and fell out of a chair. and was like, you know, slurring his speech and
lawsuit still pending on that one.
And that was a weird deal. And she wasn't mad about that. She was just more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because my wife's pretty straight and narrow.
She is.
We had the deal after the St. Baldrick's deal last year.
Yep.
The charity fundraiser, yeah. You know.
You were bald. Yep.
Yeah, and Stansberry passed out on the toilet.
Like while taking a poop?
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing, but he passed out. And after that, the wife is just not she's not comfortable with having the liability of the staff members at our house.
Your friends have not shown the ability to be able to act with decorum and
yeah.
You know, make their moms and dads proud of how they act
I
at
feel
your
like
house.
It's a management issue, really. You know?
It is. I don't set a good... No, we enjoy each other's company. Yeah,
you're leading.
So does
you're
Ashley
leading there.
Does Ashley not feel comfortable around young Jared?
No, she does
enough
now.
To say, Jared, how about you not drink that 18th beer? All right, you've already had enough. She needs to be able to do that.
No, she'll be fine. So she likes all these people. She just prefers them not to hang out at our house anymore.
Ashley is she's the quiet type. She is?
Yeah, she is. And she's fine with having, like, a few. But I can't really dictate, like, to these guys, like, you have to stop at this point.
Is she going tonight?
No.
What?
No.
Is she going to come pick you
up?
We
don't have spouses.
Yes, you do.
No, but we don't allow them to come to parties. Other than Stansberry's bringing his new girlfriend.
What?
Yeah, it's a weird
deal. That seems like that's a rules violation.
It's all right. He really likes her, so we're going to let him. We're going to let it slide.
But your wife's allowed to be there when she's hosting, when it's your
house.
Yeah,
but we make her go upstairs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
How many people?
I don't like it when the spouse is coming.
Is that like
I
a
really
mom the meatloaf
like,
kind of
this
thing?
Is
like
a,
you just holler
it,
at her when you need
is
something.
Is it awkward
new.
For you when the spouse is
no, coming? No, it's not awkward at all. I just it's a team event. Not in your wives and girlfriends aren't part of the team. So.
Well, I'm having a
except
I'm having
girlfriend.
A Charter
she's
House Christmas
sweetheart.
Party at my house coming up, and I invited...
I don't want to make
my people and the significant others.
I don't want to make Stansberry feel bad because I technically invited this girl, so yeah. Like it's not really his fault. I just want to clarify that because I thought we were having it at my house, and I was like, "Oh, everybody can just get together." And then I told the wife, and she's like, "No, that's not happening. You guys are no longer welcome here. You cannot control yourselves."
Did he want her invited? Like, did you talk that to him about that?
I think I did it while he was on the.
Why invite her, man?
No, I think it's cool. I don't think that there's anything like that to worry about.
Is the girlfriend's first name Shelby? Just asking.
No.
Okay. Just checking.
I don't. No. I'm not going to give her name out, though, because that's rude.
You could if it was
they
like.
They haven't been dating for
if it was long. Like, you
is
know,
it not,
Amy,
is it not Facebook official?
A lot of those out there.
What did you say?
Is it not Facebook official?
I don't think so. Do they the kids do that anymore? Is that like a thing?
Yeah. You change your status
damn,
to in a relationship with, right?
Yeah, but
Facebook. Yeah, but normally you do that like 5 years after.
A lot of like millennials don't even use Facebook because it's just.
Sell that
late
stock,
minutes
kids.
We're all the old people.
What are they using?
Like Snap, Insta. Like they don't.
The Gram, they, right? As
they don't
the
get on
Post
Facebook.
Maloney guy says.
Like Facebook to a lot of young people is just lame. It's where all the old people hang out.
Well, my parents are on there, so.
I will say this:
deleting Facebook account,
and I see why Facebook like grew the way that it did, but it's much less enjoyable for me since like. The people of my parents' generation got on it. Honestly, because, like, they're the ones who can't – they don't understand that this is a deal, like, to just stay in touch with people, and they're the ones spamming you with dumb political, like, fake news. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're the ones who drive me nuts on there in general.
All right, where do you fall on social media in general? I think I know your answer. Awesome, awesome, awesome. It connects us all, and it's a tool we never had, and it's great. Or what a disaster. We should get rid of it all.
Can I be in the middle?
You can be in the middle, sure.
Because, like, it does connect us all, and all that stuff is true. And I believe it makes us stronger as a society, but it also tears us apart in the same tone.
A couple things. It's increased FOMO a million times because you're only seeing the best parts of people's lives.
Yeah.
Or you're seeing your buddy, is out with three other of your buddies at an event, and they all took pictures of it, and you're not invited, so now you're seeing it. You have to, like, it's in your face. You can't be avoided.
It seems like you're speaking from the heart there.
Oh, absolutely, sure. And then the other one, I think, Nick, you've talked about this too, the overkill, especially, like, taking, and you've talked about this before, Iowa State football game. Okay. You go on Twitter. Okay. You've got the people I follow. I've got eight sources now telling me it's a first down for Iowa State.
Those people don't know how to use
it. It's an overkill. Yeah. It's like you don't need to come on with every play, everything that happened.
Correct. And if you do, make a different an account.
It's not original content at this point.
The problem is you get the one guy, hey, I got a wedding, so if you guys can do me some play-by-play through Twitter, okay, well, let's all just jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah, there's so many apps to download that would give a person that, like, that's better than – I agree with you. That drives me nuts. It's why I said middle of the football season I'm going to tweet less because, like, I just – I don't want to be on it. I don't want to be reading everybody telling me it's third and nine.
Yeah. Or you can be on it, but just come up with an insight about something that has happened.
Give the audience something they can't see on their own.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, or they're like an original thought. I totally agree with you.
The thing that I hate the most is just like the trolls, right? The people that get mad about, oh, Chris is wearing a jersey of another man. Like, what what an idiot. I talked to 10 hot girls. Not a one of them said they enjoy a guy in a jersey.
That's a take that just drives me nuts.
You know, like,
who gives a
– yeah.
Pardon my French, but who gives a shit if a guy wears a football jersey?
A lot of people.
How is that affecting you? How is that affecting you?
It doesn't.
No, like the common take is like, you know, grow up, Peter Pan. You know, you're not 12. It's like that. That's not. I don't have a problem with it. Let me preface it that way. If you want to wear a jersey, fine. I own a couple jerseys. I don't really wear them that much, but I've got a Bears jersey because I'm a Bears fan. I got a couple Cubs things. You know, don't wear them a lot. But in a sense, it's like when you really break it down. It's kind of weird that, you know, Brett Favre, okay, that's Brett Favre's jersey. It's his number. It's his name.
Yeah, but
he
represents the team.
I know, but yet I would understand it more, I guess, if you wore your Vikings jersey and it said Williams on the back.
I don't play for the team.
Yeah.
But it's just it's like, why are you wearing another man's jersey?
I think that's
Brett Favre didn't own that jersey. But if Brett Favre did own that jersey or did wear that jersey, I'd wear it even more than two, I guess. I don't know. I got a Clark Griswold jersey. Does that mean I'm his bitch? I don't know. I don't think so.
Does it actually say Griswold on it? Does. Is that a Blackhawks jersey?
It is.
Chris probably hasn't seen that movie. Actually, I think that's one of them.
I've seen that one. Yeah.
Why don't you bend over and I'll show you.
Well, I was working late last night and the wife was doing our Christmas cards and we turned on. Do you guys remember the movie, the Jonathan Taylor Thomas, where he's like, he gets a Santa Claus outfit like glued onto him and he's got to get home. He's got to get home for Christmas, and if he gets there in time, he gets a Porsche.
This sounds vaguely familiar, but no. It's certainly not a classic.
I'll Be Home for Christmas, I think, is what it's called.
Okay.
With JTT?
Yeah. Yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, the kid from Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Oh, and Nick knows who that is. That's one of his favorite shows.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Yeah, I think it's called I'll Be Home for Christmas. It's got Jessica Biel's in it.
Oh, maybe I should check it out.
Yeah, but they're like super young and stuff, and it's such a ridiculous movie. But I still watched it last night.
Yeah, with the wife.
I didn't watch it. It was more like background noise. But yeah.
How do you Christmas shop for your wife? By the way, does she buy her own presents and say they're from you?
No, I buy them.
Do you go Amazon, or you actually go out into the world and do it?
This year, I'm doing all my Christmas shopping on tomorrow. Okay. I've set aside tomorrow afternoon to literally buy every gift that I need to buy.
What do you guys do when she gives you a list of pretty specific things, and then you lose the list? And it's 3 days before Christmas, and you're like, oh, hey, remember that list you made? Can you refresh?
So you got to admit it.
I can remember a couple of things, but then you get like in a like certain scents or flavors or whatever it is. I'm like, hey.
I've been given a list, but it was far from specific. My wife, of course, would disagree because she argues with me about it all, but it says things on there like slippers.
Just any slippers.
Well, no. I know she's not thinking any slippers, but just slippers. It's like, you know.
That's modest gift, though.
How about a brand? The road. Well, there's a big difference. I can go to Walmart right now and buy a pair of slippers for $5, probably.
Slippers are slippers.
But I think she's thinking more like UGG slippers, which are $100.
You buy her the slippers that like fart every time you step on them, then she'll learn to be more specific.
What is it with you and farting? Every time I'm here, like you're making fart sounds and
me?
Stuff. Yeah.
I've never made a fart sound.
Yeah, no, like with the chairs and stuff. Like
in my life.
The concrete floors and the wood legs.
That is probably what it is.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Anyways.
Careful, Nick.
So what's the Charterhouse Christmas party entail?
Somebody said we should play my favorite game. I've ever said my favorite game.
I'm sure you have. We've done 200 episodes of this.
Have I ever told you what my favorite game is? This is an old Dane
Twister.
Cook. No, this is an old Dane Cook thing.
Twister.
You have a party. Operation. You have a party with a mixed group of people, and you turn off the lights and play Guess Who's in My Mouth. That's what we're gonna do at the Christmas party.
How have you not been sued?
I'm pretty sure that's an old Dane Cook bit. If I remember the origins of that one. So it's so anyway, we're talking about this because there's a well known joke here that I think that game's fun. So we could do that at Christmas party. We're gonna turn off the lights. We're gonna play Guess Who's in My Mouth. But you do it with different types of hot dogs: jalapeno, brat, regular, cheddar filled.
You serious, Clark?
And you got to determine what it is.
Do you consider a brat to be a kind of hot dog? Is it a variety? I mean, is hot dog?
It's
like,
in the family.
Is hot dog like the wine, and then there's different kinds of wine? Is it?
It's a sausage.
Yeah.
Are hot dogs considered to be sausage? No, I don't think so.
I feel like a hot dog is like a Boone's Farm. It's not really a wine.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
I mean, they're both shaped the same. It's a long cylinder.
So what are we really going to do? That game probably won't be allowed. We are. Did you ever see the show? I think it was a show, Minute to Win It. Did you ever see that? It's like games, fun games, where you have 60 seconds to try to do whatever. We'll figure this out. But since we're going to have husbands and wives there, I figure we might as well make everybody be real competitive with everybody else. Maybe start some fights, maybe get some drama rolling, and give out a couple prizes. I think that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. Little potluck. Not a potluck because people aren't bringing stuff, I don't think. We'll have some little smokies probably in the crock pot. Some food.
What is it with you and the cylinders?
What do we say, fill your guts or spill your guts?
Yeah. Have you ever seen that? James Corden. That's a good one. It's kind of like Shag, Marry, Kill. It's the same variation of awkward. You got to make somebody do something awkward. But James Corden on CBS has a game, Fill Your Guts or Spill Your Guts. That would be a fun one.
Truth or Dare is what it is.
Basically, disgusting foods in front of you, like bull penis. Or you have to eat it, or you have to answer the question. And the question is usually one that you probably don't want to answer.
Yeah.
So that would be a fun game. Not at the Christmas party, but at some other
party. Yeah, that's a different type of party.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say we're looking for other games, so if anybody has any ideas,
What awkward question could we ask Chris that he doesn't actually have to answer here? What would be a good example of a question?
I think the good awkward question is, who on our team or spouses would you, other than your spouse,
go there?
He didn't go anywhere. Your mind took
because
it somewhere.
It's an awkward question for a variety of reasons. That's just
just over there sighing. You know, is your wife the only one you find attractive?
I'm not gray. I don't lie about things. Like that. I would decline
that invitation to the Playboy Mansion every single time.
I wouldn't eat those meats.
Oh, what a troll.
I wouldn't taste that bratwurst.
What a troll. All right, Nick.
Nick, air your grievances. I asked Nick to come up with the top five things in the world that drive him, that piss him off.
Nick's known for
this
having
isn't
some
top
grievances.
Five things in the world. You kind of put me on the spot, so I was kind of rushing through is what's on my mind. We had a little bit of a heated discussion yesterday in the office.
Twitter play-by-play has to be on here, right? Guys who do Twitter play-by-play.
Yes. That's the
number one thing that drives me crazy in the world.
You know, I follow the Cyclone beat writers, the media guys, and they're all doing the same thing. Well, I'm probably going to, like, unfollow you, and I don't know, I might not remember to add you back later.
Mm. Costing people followers.
Yes.
Nice.
Grr. Other than kind of holiday-related, gift baskets.
You don't like gift baskets?
Not really. I mean, there's probably 20% of things in a gift basket that I'm going to enjoy.
Really being a curmudgeon there. I mean, a lot of times people put a lot of thought into that.
No, I would disagree with that.
No, you're paying 20 bucks and you're having somebody else put their thought into it.
Yeah, I would disagree with that. Your average gift basket requires zero thought. They're already pre-planned. They're already built for you.
If you create your own? So, like, my wife, when I left this morning, she was creating her own gift baskets for her staff.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Like she went out and bought them each individual, like,
well, yeah, if it's
Starbucks
if it's
cards, all right, if chocolates.
If it's personalized. We're going to get freaking technical. Corporate bought gift baskets.
So, like, right? You're saying
I'm
that
driving around. I'm just dropping off gift
baskets like the
to
one,
my
the favorite one, like the one we got the other day. I'm not looking at the basket because the basket's gone, but it had bananas, apples, oranges, Some crackers, some cheese.
You guys still haven't. So somebody I noticed the other day brought you guys some really nice beer up there. Now that's a nice gift basket.
One of those bottles was going to go missing tonight, actually, but
that was our friend Joe Heyho.
Who?
Joe Heyho.
Heyho.
See, that's a nice gift basket to get.
Those
are you
were
criticizing?
No,
him?
They were in a box, and he pops them on the table, and then he walks out. That's how you deliver a gift. You leave the beer, take the garbage with you.
Yeah,
onto the
I might steal one of those too.
Heyho's our in-house lender, by the way. If anybody needs a house loan,
Ryan Grove's up there. Names.
He's got a great name, by the way. Heyho. It's like every time he walks into our office, I got to be like, Heyho. It's easy to say. Kind of rolls off the tongue. It's got that alliteration that you like.
Yeah.
Heyho. Yeah.
All right. What else drives you crazy? Air your grievances.
My big thing right now is these movie reboots. We got to stop with this crap.
Okay. Give me
the
some
freaking Lion King.
We got that looks awesome.
The same movie. No, yeah, you know what? It was awesome the first time they made.
Yeah,
the movie.
But they're doing it now for
Nick,
a new the, generation,
Nick, right? Because we have computer technology.
Nick has a problem. Nick has a problem with people improving things.
Yeah, it's
what
evolution.
Needed to be improved. Well, no, it's a, we're, Hollywood's out of, we're out of ideas. Oh, so let's just
okay.
Do the
yeah,
same
there's
thing.
Probably someone out of ideas. That's probably
Mary
not
Poppins?
Completely.
I don't
inaccurate.
Need a new Mary Poppins.
There's going to be a new Mary Poppins.
I need my kids
comes
to see
out.
The
it's
old
out now, dude. It looks really good.
Really?
Yeah.
See, like I saw the new Jungle Book.
Yeah,
it's phenomenal. It's so much better than the first one.
No.
Why do you want all animated stuff? Like, this new Lion King looks legit.
Make it a sequel, a prequel, do anything like that. The same freaking movie?
Yeah.
No. Why?
They're not doing it for you. Why? They're doing it for the kids.
Are you upset?
It's the same story. What am I going to learn? What entertainment?
Yeah, maybe,
from the graphics?
Maybe
great.
You're not
the
audience. Maybe
yeah,
that's
maybe
the
they're
problem.
Not targeting you, Nick. I don't think they're targeting middle-aged dudes.
I should be the audience.
Dudes.
Lion King was in my wheelhouse as a kid.
Yeah, well, now
right?
they're – you know why they're doing
I'm the
it?
Audience is like, oh, I got to go see it again because I love this movie as a kid, and now they've made it in a
few Do you want to know why they're doing it? I'll give you the reason why.
Yeah, it's called money. I understand that.
What they're doing, like,
because people like us are like, oh, I gotta go
well,
see
no,
it.
We're in a cycle.
Yeah, exactly. And they know they're. Why do you think like the Teenage Turtles came out again? Why do you think there's a My Little Pony movie? It's all the stuff that our age group they
Nostalgia.
Know that we have. They know that we have kids now, and we'll want to live through that with our kids. Yeah. That's what they're doing.
Yeah,
I get that, but the same story.
So, that being said, Williams, are they going to make a new Goonies movie? Because they should.
At some point, I bet they will.
Yeah, there's no reason. Like I've said this, and I believe it. How many movies from 1985? I think Goonies was. Could you release today? Without changing a damn thing. Well, sure, the same movie. I'm not talking about a reboot. The same movie.
Never seen it.
And it would still do extremely well. I think that one would fit the bill. Kids looking for a treasure on a pirate ship. That sells today, Williams.
Is that the Goonies?
Yeah.
I've never seen
it. It's a group of kids trying to find a hidden pirate ship.
I always thought it had something to do with Halloween.
Nothing to do with Halloween.
You know what else is really annoying? Yeah. The guys that like are willing to like die on the hill of, oh, I'm so proud. I've never seen that. I've never seen Shawshank. Come at me, bro. Come at me. I've never seen it.
Have you still
it.
Not seen Shawshank?
Yeah, I watched it.
What do you think?
It was okay.
Good, not great. The problem is it gets so blown up in your mind.
It's Garth Brooks' concert. Like like everybody told me, this is the greatest movie you will ever watch.
Yeah.
I mean, I had multiple people tell me that.
Yeah.
So I went into this thing with expectations that were off the charts.
Yeah.
Nothing could live up to the expectations that had been set for me. And I watched it, and I was into it, and it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, I liked the movie. And I would get very good acting. The point is fantastic. Great script. I loved the actors. But, no, it did not live up to what everybody billed it as.
Yeah, I just don't know if anything's capable of doing that. But I do want to lend you a copy of the Goonies. You could watch it with
your daughter.
I would
watch it, yeah.
Did you get that on VHS? There,
no, I got it on DVD.
Look the one thing that I won't get into is the Star Wars stuff.
No, you're smart for that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put my time into it. I did go to one in a theater, and that was enough for me to know that it's just not my thing.
I don't get it, man. But that's just me.
But a lot of people are, a lot of people just are obsessed with it, though.
And again, it gets talked up, so when you finally see it, it's just meh. And you now, know, like you had the secret sauce at that restaurant the other day that I was talking up, and I was like, they're gonna hate it because I've just been telling them how.
Are we not allowed
it
to say where that was? Because
well, I don't
they
know.
Used
I mean,
to be a sponsor.
Not,
I think
they
used to be a sponsor.
Yeah, they're not anymore, so we don't. I don't need
you
to
say
but
whatever you want. We don't need to dance
the,
around it.
The bench sauce there at
Benchwarmers has a secret sauce.
Yeah, they have a secret
it's
sauce.
It's not on the menu.
And I'm like,
go in and order the bench.
Honestly, I have a problem. I think over the past 10 days, I've been there at least 5 times and had this sauce. Like, it's to the point where
it's good.
The BMs are being like discolored.
You should tell them that they should pay us for what they owe us. Then, if you're in,
oh man,
sorry,
Williams just went dirty. Oh, I love it.
Well, back to the story. moving on.
Oh, sorry, shit. I don't like getting stiff.
I was. Oh.
That's funny.
I was talking
Please
to him
don't
about
bleep
how great
that
this
out.
Is and
oh, that's,
I'm not.
That's going to stay on there.
Charter admitted that it was pretty awesome.
I love their pizza
I didn't
there,
sell it.
For what it's worth.
Oh,
I love their pizza.
That's funny. All right. What else do you got, Nick?
I don't want to talk about the last one. I really don't. Stop
being a pussy.
It's too.
Just say it. If you're going to –
my
here's
kid,
the deal. If
okay,
you want to
okay.
be a regular
Williams
on this –
Williams just right. put a well-known establishment on blast, and you're scared to say something?
If you want to be on this podcast regularly, you can't hold stuff back like this.
I don't need the teachers, not only in my life, but in America, because everyone in America is listening to this podcast. Come at me.
Preferences by saying teachers right. are great, man.
Oldest kid, fifth grader. First year, band.
Fifth grade.
They got the band thing going on.
Does he want to play band?
We asked him multiple times last year over the summer what his thoughts were. It was eh. But guess what? Then you get in there and you got the peer pressure. You got all these other kids that are doing it too because they've been told they should all do it. And you got to try it out, this and that. There's 125 kids in his band in just his elementary school.
Okay.
So 10 elementary
schools.
So
it's not a requirement.
No.
But you're a terrible parent.
It is strongly encouraged.
Okay.
And everybody except the tuba player has to either buy an instrument or rent an instrument.
Why don't the tuba players have to?
Because apparently it's so big and bulky that they just get it taken care of. It's a freebie.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe
those are the
play
expensive
it.
Ones. Yeah, I don't know.
That's why I think it's also very expensive.
Tuba's probably pretty pricey.
So he had his first band concert, and
that's nice.
That whole
good for him. He's expanding his horizons.
You want to tell the audience what
bless,
he's playing?
Bless the freaking kid because he has practice and he went from just making weird noises on a clarinet to like actually making sounds.
That's
like,
great. Good
like,
for him.
Like Stella will rock in and start singing Happy Birthdays. He's playing it on his clarinet.
Hey, that sounds like a neat experience.
Is that what Kenny G plays, clarinet?
No, I think it's a
– isn't it like a
alto.
Jazz?
He's a saxophone.
Like
is it alto sax? Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's a saxophone of some
but
sort.
But he's not a typical saxophone as we think of it.
Yeah, it's some sort of a bass saxophone.
Is it alto sax straight?
I believe so.
Okay, maybe that's
it's
what
got
it
one
is.
Of those little right. reeds. Yeah. As
Kenny G's great. I'm not knocking him. Fantastic.
The kid's not going to do anything in band. I just know it. The kid loves sports.
Okay, so –
I've never forced sports on him. I've never said, oh, hey, guess what? Johnny over here is playing sports.
Let me
you
tell
gotta
you
go play
let me,
sports,
Let
too.
Me tell you a story. It's about a guy you know, okay? And he played sports, and that was his life. And then he kept blowing out his shoulder and couldn't do it anymore. And the arts showed him his way. That kid is me. I got into theater.
Is your trumpet out in the car?
No. Oh. I played the drums, but I didn't play it in high school.
The
I was
drums?
Right.
Yeah.
How did you play the drums with a banged-up shoulder? This story is not holding up.
I didn't play it in high school. Okay. I quit them. But for real, though.
Arm in a sling.
If it weren't for, like, theater and, like, speech class and stuff like that, like, I would have, like, totally lost my GD mind. Like, it really, like, that's the only reason I do what I do today is from that background.
Is there any footage of you and Sipker back in the Iowa State days on stage?
It's funny is we had our Cakes and Oak Christmas deal on Friday, and Sipker and I were reminiscing on, our freshman year and stuff like that.
What play were you in? What do you remember being in an Iowa
We
State?
Were never in a play together. We took acting class together.
Yeah.
And we took a lot of acting classes together. But
you want me to tell you about Theater 105? I can talk about Theater 105, too.
I actually the only play I did at Iowa State, and it was such a terrible experience, it drove me away from the theater, but I beat Sipker out for one of the lead roles.
Yeah.
And that's – I pulled the classic George Costanza and left on a high note.
Nice.
Yeah, and I just was like, I'm good, and I retired from the theater. That was the last play that I did.
This is fitting of my theater experience at Iowa State. I also took a theater class. At Iowa State.
Which one?
No
like
idea.
The Jane Cox Theater 106.
I don't know.
Was it 106?
It was
105.
Was it Pearson Hall?
I don't remember.
Second floor of Pearson Hall.
Pearson Hall would have been 105. 106 is like a big lecture hall. Like it's just like
no,
a lecture.
No, this was
it's
not
the
a lecture,
lecture
hall.
That everybody had, like, yeah, because it's
this
it's,
was like
it's
a,
easy
this
class.
Was a normal classroom.
Yeah, 105 is what you probably took, and that's where you actually have to do some work.
This won't surprise people that know that I'm the guy that managed to somehow skip a final and got it. got the teacher to give it to me one-on-one, and, you know, college was an interesting experience for me. But what I remember about theater is we were supposed to go watch a play.
Okay.
At Fisher, right? And as proof that we watched it, we were supposed to bring back the program.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I totally didn't watch that, forgot or didn't care, whatever. And then dawned on me, oh, crap, I don't have a program. So I remember very specifically going to Fisher and walking in there. It was like no one's in the building at the time. I mean, it was unlocked. So I go in there. This would have been a couple of days after that play. And I'm looking all over the building for a program. And I go to, like, the coat rack, and I look up on the shelf above there. There's one program sitting up there. And I felt like I just found the golden ticket to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Like, oh, yeah, there it is, baby. So I turned it in. That's my college experience in a nutshell.
I have a very different view of the arts than you do.
Can I make something clear first?
Yeah, yeah.
It's 2018, almost 2019. Kid wants to do band. There are plenty of opportunities to do that outside of school.
Kid wants so you to just be, don't think it should be offered be an artist in the school?
No, I don't.
I disagree. It's a public school, right?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of families that can't afford to put them through private band lessons. I think it's a good thing.
So
I would argue for the arts to the grave.
What would you add, if you removed band completely, what would you replace it with?
I mean, something business related, something money related.
But isn't the point of like public schools and like just school in general to give them
peer pressure and everything?
No. To give them options, like, because not all kids just want to do sports.
I get that, and that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, hey, I want to try playing band. Okay, well, there's outside sources to do
by that. Then why don't we just get rid of the high school and sports too, and they can just everything can be AAU.
Isn't it already going that way anyway?
Well, yeah, but I'm just. Do you want that though?
AAU band.
When do they practice these sports? Do they practice it during the middle of the day? Do they take time out?
Well, it's an elective though, right? You just said it's not required.
It's cute that you want to call it that, but we all know that there's a lot of peer pressure. There's a lot.
How many?
I've had more emails from the band teacher this year than both other teachers.
How many of the 125 kids? You said 125 kids are in it. How many kids are not in it that could be in it?
Yeah, how many kids are in his class?
I have no idea.
Is it like six kids that aren't
there? I'm not going to tell my kid that. I don't want to say he's wasting his time, right? I mean,
he is just a fifth grader, so his time's not all that valuable yet.
He doesn't know what
is honest about it.
And he doesn't know.
You say he doesn't have a future in band. Do you think he's going
to
be in the NFL?
No, I don't.
MLB, probably.
But I don't think – I definitely would say that he doesn't love playing in the band as much as he loves going outside and throwing a football against a wall or at his brother or whatever it is.
So would you be happier if instead of going to band – for an hour or whatever it is, he was allowed to go out.
They learn about debits and credits, 100%.
Or he'd go out with his baseball glove and work on pitching.
Well, yeah, and so there's an argument. They have PE class. So there is an equivalent to that. Oh, but guess what? Everybody has to do PE class.
That's true.
Getting
out of that thing.
Trying to keep kids from being fat.
I love PE, man. I live for PE.
I think that's important, though, because, you know.
That kid's the one that he takes PE way too serious.
That's the only exercise that a lot of kids get.
Dude, I grew up in an era where PE included games like dodgeball, where you could actually throw it at somebody.
We used to play lacrosse.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Then the always worst was when you did the square dancing chapter. Did you guys have to do that?
I think so.
Yeah, that was always the worst.
Yeah. I assume this has gone away. My kid's only second grade. I haven't noticed what his gym looks like, I guess. But in my gym at Fellows Elementary School in Ames, Iowa, they had the rope. Like the rope attached to the ceiling of the gym. And you could climb the rope and go up and touch the ceiling of the gym.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah. That's the era I grew up in.
Do they have those anymore?
I would doubt it.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I would really doubt that they still have that.
Did you ever, like the army would come and you guys could rappel?
Yeah.
That was always a good one. Always enjoyed that.
I liked we had obstacle course, like balance beam. You could do the balance beam and then jump into a foam pit.
Here's my advice, Nick. It's your kid. So if you don't think he should be doing the band, then I think you should have a conversation with him and tell him that.
I'm just saying it's quite the racket. That's the reality of it.
It's your job to parent, but I don't think that.
Listen, I learned how to juggle in junior high PE class. I still juggle today. I don't like practice, but I can still do it for the kids if I want to amuse them or whatever it is.
I can't juggle.
Seton, yeah, Seton told Mark that Nick could juggle and he couldn't.
Yeah, I can't.
I played band up through my sophomore year in high school. I couldn't tell you how that's benefiting me these days.
I took Spanish for 4 years, but I can't speak in Spanish. I don't remember how to do a lot of like stuff that I learned in algebra. But
you had to take at least 2 years, right? Wasn't that the requirement?
To get into Iowa State.
Here's my 2 cents. I think Nick would feel a little bit differently about this if his kid was wailing on the drums versus playing the clarinet.
Is it the fact that you have a male son who is playing the clarinet that bothers you?
I've thought about that.
I don't think it's helping.
And that's not helping.
Yep.
Why did he choose the clarinet?
One of his buddies.
Oh, okay.
Sit next to. So again,
he's rubbing elbows with one of his boys.
That's not what he wanted to do. He wanted to be with his friends.
I just think that you're taking
cool thing to do.
Personal frustration out on all the arts.
No.
That's what I feel like is going on here.
No, because I get an email at least once a week from their art email system program, whatever they use, about how I should buy a new coffee mug with a kid's drawing on it, or a T-shirt, or a mouse pad. Do people still use
it's just a money grab now?
Mice pads, mouse pads.
Mouse pads.
Yeah, it's a money grab.
Yeah, because the arts in these public school districts are just flowing with cash.
Yeah. By the way, announcement. If you want to send an email of complaints about this episode, it's Nick, N-I-C, at charterhouseiowa.com. Thank you.
Look, I know I'm in the minority. I know I'm even wrong on this. I don't know. There's just something about sitting in that damn gymnasium.
I don't blame you for the
band concert
part.
All these kids, all the pomp and circumstance around it, and just the whole thing.
Just thinking about the noise in that building. Like,
give me my 4 songs and let me get on with my life.
Yeah. That's why I was happy. I just went to my daughter's Christmas concert at it's allowed to be called a Christmas concert because she goes to Ankeny Christian.
So it's not a holiday concert.
It's not a holiday concert. It's Christmas. They said the name Jesus over there. It was great. 3 and 4 year olds. They hustled.
My daughter goes to
They hustled
Christian
them right
school
on through.
Too, by the way.
Right on through. Okay. They hustled. So it was, they did it right. I think they know, like, parents want to come see this thing, but we don't want to be there all night long. Nobody wants to be listening to these things all night long.
Put the foot on the gas and let's do our show and get out of there.
Let's do it. It was in and out under an hour type of thing. That's fine by me. So, did you have any other, Nick? Or did you blow?
Yeah.
Your
what else do we got,
one?
Nick? I mean,
the newest one is that Patrick Mahomes. Is now
yeah, the ketchup commercial
with Hunts.
Yeah,
you're going with Hunt? Come on.
It's an odd deal. I feel like
it's
he's selling
Hines
himself.
Or GTFO.
So I have an interesting Hunts deal. It's the craziest deal. My wife and I were grocery shopping once, and you couldn't make it up, like, the timing of this. And I bend over to get some ketchup, okay? And I have a bottle of Hunt's in my hand. And some lady behind us is on the phone, okay? She's talking to either her husband or a friend or whatever. And like the second I hold the bottle of Hunt's, this lady goes something like, "Jesus Christ, Hunt's is disgusting. You got to get Heinz." And I was like, "What?
Are you talking to me?"
And I thought she was talking to me, but she was referencing to whoever she was on the phone with, telling her to get the ketchup. She had no idea that
she
I picked up the bottle.
Yeah, actually,
but I thought she was swearing at me because I grabbed the bottle of Hunt's.
The great move would have been for you to like put it back and then grab a bottle of Heinz. Like, so here we were literally talking about this yesterday. Hunt's, Heinz, whatever. A lot of people go, "Oh, there's no difference." I think there is. I think Heinz is the clear winner in the ketchup.
Man, I don't have I can't tell.
You don't have a dog in this fight?
I don't.
You can tell.
But, like, I'm a Coke over Pepsi big time guy.
But there's a big difference between those two things.
Yeah, also, some people don't think so.
You think there's people that think Coke and Pepsi tastes exactly the same?
Yeah, I think they're communists. I mean, yeah.
That's weird, dude.
Like, I mean,
so you're really upset with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I love putting my ketchup on my steak and my mac and cheese and my peas and my french fries and my green beans, whatever. And then you're going to go and sign with Hunt's?
Well, Heinz wasn't offering, apparently.
Yeah, I mean.
Who's repping Heinz
these
days?
So it's a money grab? Man, go be MVP. Make Heinz pony up the money.
Maybe Heinz, it's Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Maybe other players can't do them.
The problem I had with today was not the Hunt's. It was the whole, like, when he tweeted that, "Hey, I'm really focused on the season, but."
Yeah.
It's like, just.
But while I'm focusing on the season,
don't
I
even
a hot dog covered in Hunt's.
Stay hydrated while it's the season. It's very hard.
Don't mention
that's why
that.
I carry my Hunt's ketchup with me at all
Patrick
times.
Just post the video. Yeah. You don't owe an explanation. If you want to make some side money on an endorsement, nobody's going to judge you for that. You're not Tony Romo and Cabo during your bye week during the playoffs. You know, like, this is different.
When they lose in the first round of the playoffs, like the Chiefs always do, it would be because he's munching some Hunt's ketchup on the side.
Have you done any endorsements, Williams, yet in your radio career that you felt awkward about? Or have you been fully supportive of all of them?
No, I'm pretty choosy, man. I don't like to do endorsements.
Like, you actually liked that fuzzy taco.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was all organic. Trying to think of the ones.
Sometimes I'm just like, you hear people, the certain ones jump to mind, you know, national people that are like, I wouldn't travel anywhere without my pillow. I'm like, are they really using my pillow? One people make fun of a lot, Tiger Woods and Buick. Come on, dude.
Yeah, he ain't driving.
You think that guy's driving
LeBron
a Buick
and Kia. Around?
Well, actually,
LeBron and Kia.
It's actually laws like the FCC where if you claim to endorse something, like legally, you have to.
Well, yeah, LeBron probably drives his Kia one day a year.
He has a Kia
to satisfy that.
Yeah, there's stuff like that, but. In fact, I was endorsing a product once, and I didn't think the product was that good anymore. I'm not going to name the product, but I went to the management and was like, hey, feeling really weird about this. I went there, and it sucked. And usually, you know, you just go through it. But I'm not – trust me, my endorsements are at a much lower level than these.
Yeah.
No, but that's exactly what you want out of an endorsement.
It's got to be real because once your audience thinks that you're just blowing smoke up their ass, then they won't listen to you.
Do guys in your world and guys like radio, you know, just take the kicks, no crowd, do they ever try to reverse endorse something where you do something and you just like it? You just love the shit out of eating this thing or you like going there and be like, I want to endorse you because I like it versus them seeking you out and saying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'd be like, if I really like something, I want to talk about it, but I want to get paid to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at the point now where I won't tweet about anything.
Yeah.
Like product-wise unless, because otherwise it just totally undermines everything you do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not all about the money, but I do have to feed my family at some point, you know?
Right.
And it kind of has gotten now where it's just, I don't know, guys. I'm having like a midlife crisis with the career thing. Cause
dude,
I just
yelled at band teachers. Don't talk to me about midlife crisis.
No, I've got real problems with our industry at times. And I just am getting to the point where.
Dude, you're talking to the choir. We work in an industry that's got a lot of shit.
Yeah, you know, so like, I don't know. I've been going against the grain a lot in the last like 6 months, and I see that
you should become
growing.
A veterinarian. I hear you know one. Just go back to school and do that.
I'm not doing that. That industry's messed up too.
Let's play hypothetical. What would you want to do if you did not do what you do now?
Besides two chicks at the same time. That's from Office Space. You should check that one out too.
He went there.
I would do one of two things. I would teach.
Yeah.
I would teach because I think that'd be really rewarding, and I would enjoy that. Or I would probably get into like financials,
like be a broker, stock broker.
I don't know what I would do in that world, but like I'm really interested in like the stock market, wealth building, all that stuff. And I think that I would not be in journalism. I can promise you that. I would get the hell out of this.
As a teacher, are you thinking like just like elementary education or like something specific?
No, I would want to teach. I would probably go and get my master's, and I would like to teach media and journalism to college students. In fact, I've always thought about doing that at some point. Like what Lawrence does is perfect for me because I do love media and I love journalism, but it changes so much, and it's not necessarily for the better, and there's so much corporate BS anymore that it just is really hard for me to put. It's hard for me, and maybe I'll mature over age. It's hard for me to be a good soldier.
Yeah,
I have a hard time with that, and that's a major character flaw of mine. Maybe some people would say it's not a I have a hard time being a good soldier and just accepting the way that these corporations – that's why I'm perfect at Cyclone Fanatic because I don't have to worry about that. But, like, the way that these, you know, everybody wants to, like, crush the media and everything's different than when we grew up and coverage sucks and everybody's biased and all this stuff. But nobody wants to talk about the freaking multi-billionaire conglomerates that own these places that are trimming jobs and these newsrooms have 20 people in them when they used to have 80.
Yep.
You know, it's just, like, the whole thing makes me sick. And
I can see that.
I have a hard time, like, just in the Twitter and Facebook and all the idiots that don't know what they're talking about. Like, I just, it makes me want to scream.
If you were investing a while back in you know, VHS tapes. You could look at something like that, and someone smart would say, you're in a dying industry.
Yeah.
It is dying, right? And you better get into whatever
DVDs.
Is next, right? DVD and Blu-ray. Now yeah. it's going to be
lasers.
So you can't look at your industry and say it's a dying industry. Because
it's not.
There's always going to be sports fans.
Correct.
Right?
It's not a dying industry.
But, like, what will it be
it's
in 20
years? It's an
evolving
industry.
You know, what will it be in 20 years? Will we still have SportsCenter? Will we still have
yes.
a sports section in the newspaper?
You're not
going to
have newspapers. Newspapers are not going to there's no way.
So you don't think
in 20 years.
20 years from now, does the Des Moines Register exist in any format?
Yes, but not in the current one.
Not a delivered format? Like there's no physical paper coming to your door?
I don't know. I don't see any way.
Yeah.
Because the only people getting that now
They've
are
died.
Old. Yeah.
Died
like I just try and be blunt about it. I mean,
yeah.
How do you guys get the paper at your doorstep?
No.
I have not had a physical newspaper in many,
you know what?
Many,
and
many,
I tried
many
to
years.
Support it, and I subscribed to it, and I had it daily delivered up until like a year and a half ago. But like the freaking – I actually am old, and I like to have my paper in the morning at 6 a.m., but it was never there on time.
Yeah.
You know, oh, really? And like it was just like I found myself just reading the digital. So
and
like,
the problem with that is the minute you have like a tight month financially, it's the first thing you're going to cut.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need this. I can get it somewhere else.
No, I think that – but there's got to be a come to Jesus reckoning in the industry because the people who hold all the power don't care about journalism.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, they all care about bottom lines, and because of that, they're neutering the journalism, and then the users, that's what they care about. They care about the content, not the bottom line. So you see the vicious cycle that's going on.
But do you look at something and it looks
which
like...
Which is killing everybody.
Yeah.
There's an example out there, and you feel free to disagree totally, that would show that there are still a lot of people that care about real journalism, and that's The Athletic and what they've done. Do you think that the model that they're embracing is going to work for them? I mean, they're kind of known for really good journalism.
I'm a believer
right?
in the model.
No ads, all of that stuff.
I am a believer in that model. I wonder about like how they're going to be able to keep it up, though, like just because I've seen their subscriber numbers and I know how aggressive they've been with like salaries for people. Mm-hmm. I feel like even they, once their venture capitalism runs out, you know, might have to. To make, but I am a believer in like if I ran the Des Moines Register, I would offer a sports subscription. Period. You don't have to get the news, you know. Like it's just $4.99 a month, and you
piecemeal it out.
Because I think that's, I mean, I'm sure I could charge $9.99 a month.
Yeah,
it's Cycle and Fanatic, and I'd have enough subscribers to comfortably live on. Mm-hmm. But, We're choosing to do it in other ways just because we're in a really unique market and a unique situation. Maybe we'll have to do that down the road, but I don't think we will. But, I think that's a good model. But, again, like if they have a ton of employees, and from what I understand, they pay them very generously.
Mm-hmm.
And they damn well better get their subscription numbers to a point where it can match that and then be profitable for all of their investors. And, again, then they could be in the exact same – spot that Gannett's in with all their newspapers.
But who,
right?
Who's the subscriber to The Athletic? Is it people? Is it really people that enjoy long form journalism pieces? I mean,
why I like it.
Yeah,
that's why I like it.
But societally, are we getting further and further away from people that want to read?
You want a prediction?
Yeah,
sure.
I have a prediction. Yeah, right. I mean this. I think that there's going to be a bit of a comeback in our society. I think that we're getting ready to hit a peak of, again, pardon my French, earmuffs kids, bullshit. There's so much bullshit out there, and I think society is getting close to a tipping point where they're going to reject it, and they're going to, if you give them clickbait, they're going to reject it, and they're not going to come back to you.
Well, truth isn't truth anymore.
Yeah, nobody cares about facts anymore, yeah. You know, and I think that
as societally, when we start having phrases like your own truth, that is problematic.
Yeah, I mean, big time. Big time,
you know?
Man.
It's that's my truth. Okay, well, what's the truth? Well, we don't have that anymore. It's subjective.
Right.
Since when was the truth subjective, right? I think we've got some major issues in the world today that if they aren't corrected, if the adult in the room doesn't stand up and say, that is ridiculous, and we're not going to do it that way.
Yeah, I agree, Mark.
It's going to be ugly.
I agree.
Moving forward, ugly.
Everything from our democracy to everything that we do.
Well, the day I meet someone that tells me they'd prefer that I refer to them as a tree instead of a person, you know,
what?
No. No.
Who did that?
It's out there, dude, you know. How many, like, there's always examples like Michigan, right? When you apply to go to school in Michigan or whatever, you can choose from, you know, 37 different pronouns. You know, you choose it now.
I think that's also being blown out of proportion, too.
But
you
it
know?
Exists. It exists. Does it exist everywhere? No. But does it exist? Oh, absolutely, it does. It exists at Iowa State in some ways.
Again, to wrap up my – oh, my God, this guy's driving me nuts.
Is that a warhead you got there?
No, this is a lozenge.
Vitamin C.
I mean, warheads are kind of like a lozenge.
The last point I want to make is just I don't want it to sound like, oh, Williams is killing the Des Moines Register. I'm actually defending the people who work there because they're doing the best that they can. But they're
not making editorial decisions. The people that you're talking about, they're just trying to work, do their job.
Even the editors there are under so much pressure from corporate that, you know, they've got to. I think the worst thing you can do is put like click goals on people.
Yeah.
And like it just what like so like for instance I. You know, like I think the Des Moines Register should cover Drake basketball. It's a Division I program in the city of Des Moines.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's been dictated now that because it doesn't garner enough clicks, it's not worth coverage.
It's nothing but the profit.
And it's a difficult spot mm-hmm. for these people to be in. But I can tell you, had Gannett not gutted them, they would have somebody there, right? So, like, do you blame the sports editor? He's only got so many guys.
Right.
You know, like,
Well, you blame the people that are making the decision, but you also have to understand that at the end of the day, they are a business. It's no different than, you know, you guys have a niche.
Yeah.
So really anything that's ISU related, you can be like, we need to cover that because it's ISU related. But you also know that, you know, your men's basketball articles get more clicks than women's. It's just the way that it goes.
Correct. Yeah.
Right?
And it's the reason why we don't cover swimming.
And I don't know that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's just a business decision.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think that, again, I'm just lucky because I don't have somebody in Washington, D.C. who doesn't know me deciding my fate. And we can end it here because that's what we're both small businesses, and that's what I love about it. That's what you need to have in your new slogan, man. I'm telling you.
We're working on that, by the way. Can we run a test slogan by you, Williams?
Yeah, what do you got?
Get your take on this. Keep in mind we were talking about the Ashley Madison thing, being bold, just saying exactly what it is. So if we want to be bold, something that we're not testing this. It's just throwing ideas around. What if it was Charterhouse Real Estate, and then the slogan was, stop wasting money? Very simple.
That's really good.
Very simple.
That's really good.
Stop wasting money. It says what we do. We help you stop wasting money.
I like that. I think you should really.
We might run with that. And on top of that, we've thought of a lot of radio and TV things we could do on that theme.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we might do it.
So we had a guy when I was in Shenandoah, and I'm sure our company paid this guy way too much money to come in and like give us tips. He was giving us tips that anybody could have given. But one thing stood out to me as far as that goes. Like, you can always get people's attention with two things. The weather. Everybody's always, we got a big storm coming.
Yeah.
The weather and how to save them money.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that slogan is bold. It's the type that would other people in our industry that charge more, they wouldn't like it, but we don't care because we're not trying to help them. We're trying to help our clients and us.
Yeah.
I think it's attention grabbing.
I do think in 20 years, your guys' model is like, it's kind of like in the financial world right now. Everybody used to have a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Anymore, like
you do yourself,
you can do it from your phone. Like, read a couple books, and you can save yourself hundreds of thousands, and if you make enough millions over a lifetime in compound interest by not paying some guy who doesn't know any more than you, you know, 1% on everything that you earn.
Did you ever do the Robinhood app, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I have that.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Stuff like that is out there. It's free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there's an app called Acorns that, like, I mean, it's making it – it's so easy for you to have, like, a diversified portfolio. You don't need to be paying these people.
Yeah.
And that's how the real estate – everything evolves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel like you guys are ahead on that.
It's going to be this way forever, says dumb people. Yeah.
Drive my offer across town and hand deliver it. And
absolutely. Save a stamp. All right. Well, have a good Christmas.
Yeah, you too. So I won't be here. I'll be in San Antonio next. Everybody will be.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, San Antonio.
But no, if you want to do a podcast, I bet Ross would do one with you.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. Towards the end of the year, it gets a little hectic sometimes. I don't. You know, some people have their Christmases on the 26th. Or, you know, more and more people just don't have them on the 25th. That's what I found.
See, we don't. We're literally getting back on the 29th and driving to Clarinda.
For your Christmas?
Yeah.
You leave, what, you said the 26th?
Yeah.
So, enjoy Christmas here. And then are you flying down on the big charter with all the other people?
That's going to be an absolute shit show.
There's booze on that, I assume.
And we warned the airline, like, stock up.
Stock up with not anything with Busch Light. So I might – I haven't ordered that Bull shirt yet, but I think I'm going to do that. I really want that.
The Process versus Pirate?
No, not – well, that one's fine, too.
We'll order a couple.
Yeah, but the Busch Light-themed Alamobo one was kind of fun.
Yeah,
so.
Good stuff.
All right, have fun down there.
Thanks, guys. Nick, we know that you don't hate all teachers. Don't worry.
I don't hate teachers at all. I'm just going off on a little
you're
bit.
You're just upset that your son chose to play a woodwind instrument.
That's fitting, actually.
Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas, everybody.